All right.
The Bobby Bones post-show pre-show.
You guys can hit us on the voicemail line. We put the voicemail line up mostly for you guys that are listening on the podcast, so you can still be a part of the show. Here is Patty.
What is your opinion on gifting somebody a dog for Christmas? Our daughter gifted us a darling little bulldog for Christmas, which my husband absolutely loved. And he's actually like a therapy dog for my husband now. But we already had three dogs. I just was curious about that. What do you think about gifting a dog for Christmas, especially when somebody already has three dogs? Anyways, I love you guys. I love your show. You guys are the best. Thanks, Bobby. Have a blessed day.
Hey, thanks, Patty. I say you only give away something living if you know for a fact the person wants that living thing and is ready for the responsibility, because they have expressly told, like they have said it to you that they want it. That's the only way you can give away something living. Amy?
Totally agree with that. Like 100%.
If it has a heart and it beats, you only give it as a gift if the person has said out loud, I would like that thing with a heart that it beats. Other than that, nope.
Yeah, not happening.
All right. That's my opinion. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Michelle.
I wanted to know, have you guys done any huge projects on your houses since you've been in quarantine? Like, we've built a fence, we're doing some work on our sewer lines. And also, I have a Spanish word of the day for you guys. My Spanish word of the day is amigos. And here's my example. I've got amigos in low places. Have an awesome day, guys. Bye.
Appreciate that. We'll start with the first thing. Work at the house. Anyone done a project? I've worked on the internet about four times. Mike built the TV studio yesterday. What have you done, Amy?
Gardening.
Okay.
Like planted things, and the kids are growing food. I don't think we would have done that yet.
Anybody else?
I chopped down two trees, and then I trimmed another one.
Wow.
Eddie?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've replaced a couple of bars on our deck, you know, so our baby doesn't fall off. I replaced those, and then I went to Bobby's house and put up your basketball
hoop.
Can
we stop talking about that?
I know, like every day.
The rule was we were going to do it and shut up about it.
Okay, you got it.
Raymundo, anything?
Yeah, I just rent, so no real repairs. We just call maintenance, and they do it all for us.
They still come to the house?
There was a bug sprayer, and then we were told to not be in the place for like 2 hours while he came in. But yeah, if we did need maintenance, we're not allowed to be in there.
Oh, wow. Morgan said that her neighbors had a block party this weekend, which is a weird time to do that. Hey, Morgan, what happened over near you?
Yeah, so my neighbors, I was outside working in my yard, and all of a sudden I hear all this loud music, and there's two houses that were like 15, 20 people bumping back and forth, drinking, barbecuing, and acting like it was just another Saturday.
And what did that make you feel?
Well, I contemplated if I should like call the cops or something to be like, hey, that's not safe social distancing. But instead, I just kind of hid back inside and ran away from the situation.
I don't know that not social distancing is against the law. Maybe over 10 people is. I don't know. I mean, no, the answer is not call the cops. I wouldn't have called the cops. But again, you just have to, at this point, when some places are opening and some aren't and some states are opening, it's now you got to look out for yourself and be around the things that you're comfortable being around, because you don't know where anything else has been. So, but yeah, that is kind of wild. They would have, there was one of the Cowboys players was having a birthday party. Did you guys see that?
With lots of people?
Yeah.
Yeah, Dak Prescott had a bunch of people over to his house, but he said that there was not more than 10 people.
Oh.
Oh, well, I mean, okay.
If not more than 10, hey, who are we to judge, right? And also, I don't know how close they're getting to each other.
Yeah, maybe they were keeping a safe distance and it was less than 10. He's just such a public figure, so then it's out there, and then other people might be like, oh, well, he had a party, I can have a party.
Well, that's why I had mine last night. I saw Dak doing it, and I was like, man, let's go. Because, you know, that's what, I always do WWDD.
Mm-hmm.
What would Dak do? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of Dakless, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's a tough time for a lot of folks right now, and even our sponsors. That's why we do this segment right here. Let's go.
And now, an extra commercial for still being our sponsor.
We're just happy anybody wants to advertise with us. Sure, we have a big, successful show, but if everybody's not consuming stuff, I don't know. We don't know what to do. So we just want to thank our people. And I'll talk about Audible for a second, just because it's great. And there's a 30-day trial at Audible, audible.com/BobbyBones. because you can go and hear either one of my books or both my books, whatever, but they're both up there, Bare Bones and Fail Until You Don't. Your first audiobook for free with a 30-day trial, audible.com/Bobby Bones. The script that I have, that I do in the real commercial later, there are a lot of country music documentaries that are up there. Kenny Rogers has one. There's a full-length audiobook that's 9 hours long about Johnny Cash.
Really? That sounds good.
It's a full-length audiobook, but this 3-hour version features actor Kris Kristofferson. Both the brief, but that sounds, From This Moment On, Shania Twain, Randy Travis, Forever and Ever, Amen, Willie Nelson, It's a Long Story, My Life, River of Time from Naomi Judd. That's a lot.
My friend wrote that Randy Travis one.
What do you mean your friend wrote it?
Yeah, some guy that I met at church and we became friends. Like he is licensed to babysit our foster kids, so he's a respite. And so whenever my wife and I want to do something, we haven't done it since self-quarantine, but we would drop our kids off at his house. He's a writer. He wrote that book.
Wow. Well, my point is we appreciate them for still being a sponsor because we know money ain't growing on trees. And let's not forget, like 7 weeks ago, money was on trees. Mm-hmm. Every tree you walk to, you can just pull money off of it. And
felt like it.
Yeah. It didn't, though.
Felt like it.
I'm joking.
Oh, look, $100.
Get your audio. No. Listen to an audiobook. It's great. You can be smarter just without even using your eyeballs. Audible.com/Bobby Bones. Your first audiobook free with a 30-day trial. All right. There you go. Thank you. Yeah.
That was an extra commercial for still being our sponsor.
Yeah. One other thing. Amy, you read a book called The Great Behavior Breakdown. You read that with your eyeballs, right?
Yes, because, well, listeners recommended that we get it because I was talking about some issues we were having with Stevenson and defiance, and it was, and Eddie, I would recommend that you get it too. Maybe you don't need it right now, but it's specifically for kids that have been adopted or maybe they're in foster homes and they have different traumas that other kids don't have, which obviously I know, and I've had some other books that I've read, but this one just really hit home on some things. So yeah, I wouldn't have learned about it if listeners hadn't told me. So it's really helped. I've been implementing some of the tips, which is the exact opposite of what I was doing with Stevenson. And it's been helping, but we have to be very patient though.
So what's it called again?
The Great Behavior Breakdown or something like that, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
That's it. I think that's the title. I don't spend much time looking at the front. I flip to the great part is it has an index and you can see your specific, like what's going on with your child, and then flip to that chapter. Because some of the stuff isn't going to apply to everybody. But when it does, you can just go to that chapter.
I should get that book to my girlfriend. She could probably use that about now after 6 weeks with me.
For you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, here's today's show. Thank you, guys. Enjoy.
Here we go.
Come on,
Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Now turn it up. Now this is the Bobby Bones Show. Let's go.
Hey, guys. Welcome to Monday's show. We're super happy you're here. Amy, how are you?
Doing good. How about you?
I'm pretty good. You know, we're now at the frozen pizza shortage stays in America stage. Yeah.
Yeah, we've had different phases, like toilet paper, now pizza.
You know, Kaylin went to the store. She gets to go once every 3 days. It's kind of the rule we've implemented. And she saw toilet paper for the first time, and it was one package, and she grabbed it. I don't know that we did not need it, but I think she was just shocked that she saw toilet paper, and it was a 4-pack, so we have it. Little did I know Continental was going to drop off like 2 big old containers at my house.
Oh, wow.
Because I'm doing a thing with them where they're helping people. They're doing the hashtag save a square because people are just buying all the toilet paper. And so I'm doing a thing with them, and they were like, hey, we dropped off some so you can, for your Instagram. So if you need any, let me know. I'll send it to you.
Okay.
Now I do have too much. Now I've got a surplus of toilet paper. Glad everybody's here. You know, yesterday, I don't really leave the house except I go to work at the Opry. You know, we are a socially distanced show. And this weekend was Bluegrass Weekend. It was a duo, Daly and Vincent and Ricky Skaggs, who I'm friends with and a fan of. And so I go in, I have my own door I walk through. I never go up to anybody. I got my own spot in the Opry. It's empty. My camera guy is 15 feet away. My producer stays and kind of yells any instructions to me through my, and I have an earpiece in too. It's wild. I don't really see anybody when I go as far as like hanging out. But I go and I do the show, and that's the one time I leave my house during the week. Other than that, I may make a Starbucks drive with Caitlin, and yesterday I did that. And they don't always leave, but we go, we take the dog for a ride. He's been on a cone. He's just looking to get out of the house a little bit too. So I put the dog in the back of the car. We drive over to Starbucks, and we go through, and they're all masked up. It looks like all the bad guys in Star Wars when you look in the window. It's like, bum, bum, ba-dum, bum, ba-dum. It just, everyone's masked, which is great, by the way. And so we get our Starbucks, and there's nobody on the road. We drive back home. And in the neighborhood, you're seeing a lot of people walking around because, again, people want to get out of the house. Are there a lot of walkers in your neighborhood?
Yes.
Well, I'm driving around. By the way, a house caught on fire like seven houses away from me the other day.
Oh, is that what those were?
During the show.
Yeah. Sirens were going? Yeah.
I forgot to tell you. I looked out the window. I say, Mike D, what's happening? He goes, I don't know. It was like four fire trucks and three cop cars. There's a house caught on fire. So we came back and Caitlin goes, hey, whatever happened to the house? So we drive down and look at it. And it caught on. It doesn't look burned down. Have you seen it?
No, I haven't.
It doesn't look burned down. I'm not sure what happened, right? So we go see it, and I have some neighbors that live in the house to the right of me. And there's people walking all over, and I pull in, and this couple goes, there's like a husband and wife and like five kids and a dog, and they're like, hey, do you live there? And I was like, yeah. He's like, what's your name? And I was like,
Steve.
Yeah, well, I didn't quite know. And I was like, Bobby? And he goes, hey, man, I live next door. My name's John. And I was like, cool, man. First time I ever met the neighbor. It's a breakthrough day yesterday because everybody's walking around in the neighborhood.
Nice.
Never met him before. And so I met John. I did Starbucks. I kind of had a breakthrough too where, you know, sometimes things, an epiphany almost. Things just hit you. And I've been living a different schedule, meaning I'm going to bed whenever I want. I'm not traveling. I'm always in the same time zone because I've been in my house for 6 weeks working. I can do whatever I want. It's just me and my dog and my girlfriend. I have now figured out how much sleep it takes me to have a good night's sleep and wake up feeling refreshed consistently, because there's no consistency in my day-to-day with how I was doing the show. Maybe I was in town. Maybe I wasn't. Maybe I was taping the American Idol till 11 p.m. Who knows? Are you ready? Do you want to know how I finally have figured out how many hours I need to get a quote-unquote good night's sleep?
Okay. How many is it?
Well, 12. I need 12 hours.
Half a day.
I need 12.
Yeah.
I
bet.
I would spend many days getting 5 or 6 hours, sometimes four. When I was doing Dancing with the Stars, sometimes two. But I think for me to function properly, I need 12 hours sleep. Isn't that bonkers?
Yeah, bonkers, but also amazing that you're getting to learn this about yourself. And I don't know, once we're out of this, if you'll ever be able to achieve it again, but soak it up while you can.
Man, it is awesome. And so I wake up, and I'm never refreshed, though, when I come do this show. I'm never good. Even if I go to bed at like 5 or 6, I can, because who cares? I just go to bed at 5 o'clock at p.m. Who cares? I got nothing to do. I don't wake up, but I never wake up like this. Whew, here we go. Let's get a good morning. Never. I can sleep 20 hours, and I'm not like that. Caitlin can wake up and go, well, here we go, it's a beautiful day. Not me. I'm grumpy for a little bit.
Even after 12 hours?
Oh, even after. When I open my eyes, there's always an adjustment period. I don't care how much sleep I had. 2 hours or 200.
Yeah.
So, okay. Well, we're here. And I'm feeling pretty good, though, today. Here's another round of Name That 90s TV Show. I'll play you a TV theme from the 90s. Just name the show. Here's the example clip. Hey, everybody. I got two kids and a wife, and got a family across the street. And, everybody loves Raymond. Everybody loves Raymond. Thank you. I didn't even smile at my Raymond impression.
No, I'm smiling. You just can't tell because my face isn't moving.
I'm watching you.
Yeah, we can all see
you,
Amy.
We can see you, Amy. You're not hiding. Okay. 90s TV shows. See if you can name it. Everybody write your answer down. Amy, Lunchbox, producer Eddie, write it down. Here we go. This first one's a tough one. See if you can get it. All right. There we go. Let's go over Lunchbox, your first. Name that 90s TV show.
Yeah, Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Incorrect. Oh. Eddie.
I might be done right here. Baywatch?
Incorrect. Amy?
I know this isn't right, but I have Baywatch as well.
Incorrect. You're all still in the game. That was Buffy the Vampire Slayer, 1997.
Oh, wow. Never seen it.
Yeah, that was a tough one. All right, see if you... This is a little easier. See if you can name this 90s TV show.
I'm in for the win.
Yeah, I'm in.
Amy's got her eyes closed. She's really focused right now.
It sounds like a video game.
So you don't know it. Amy, I'll come to you first since you don't know it. Go ahead.
SpongeBob?
No. SpongeBob's Who Lives in a Pineapple Under the Sea?
SpongeBob. Yeah.
Let's go to Lunchbox, who was first in. Thinks he knows it. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's Rugrats.
It is Rugrats. Eddie, do you know it?
I have it. Rugrats.
Nice. Wow. Okay. Amy, I'm sorry. You've been boned.
I don't know about that.
I don't want to get boned. I think
I'm workshopping that.
Like,
when you get eliminated, you get boned.
I gotta get these right, Lunchbox.
Yeah, I can't miss one the rest of my life.
All right, here we go. See if you can. No. This is, I'm gonna give you a hint on this one because it's tough. This show, 1997. Here we go.
I wanna be the very best, like no one ever was. To catch them is my real test. To train them is my cause. Travel across the land, searching far and wide.
All right.
Man, I think I'm going to get boned here. man, I'm about to get boned hard.
If you listen to the words, you can start to kind of hear context. But I don't know if you guys listen to the words. Let's go to Lunchbox. Go ahead.
Yeah, the only person that I know travels the world is Carmen Sandiego.
Okay, a little context there. That is incorrect. Eddie.
I have no idea. I'm going with Power Rangers.
Oh, incorrect. So you're both still in the game. Yes. Mike D, did you know that?
Yeah.
It is?
Pokemon,
yeah.
Oh.
I've never heard that in my life.
All right, this one's a little easier. This show came out in 1998. Name that famous TV theme. Here you go. All right. How you guys feel about that one?
Terrible. Not great.
All right, Lunchbox?
Will and Grace.
Eddie?
Dang, it might be Will and Grace, but I have Mad About You.
Oh, wow. One of you's right.
Ugh, I knew it.
Eddie, why do you think you're wrong?
Yes!
Because I feel like I know Mad About You, and I don't even think that's it. I even know my answer was stupid. God.
Well, the answer is... Mad...
Oh!
Just kidding. Will and Grace.
Yeah!
No matter what, got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up.
And they stay there! And they stay there!
Nice win. Amy, are we going to say something?
Woo!
No, I knew. That was the one I knew.
Oh,
out of
course.
All of those.
Oh, come on.
No, I didn't know any of them except for that one.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Lunchbox, congratulations. Everybody
thank
else
you.
Out there, thank you very much.
Yeah. The Bobby
Bones Show. We have a voicemail asking us for a little bit of advice, and here is Anonymous.
Hey, Bobby. I want to propose to my girlfriend, and I supposed to propose to her at the beginning of May, but her best friend threw a big stink about it. You know, she wanted us to move it and everything like that. And, you know, so I took, you know, some time and thought into it about the whole coronavirus situation. And I moved it, you know, to June. Last weekend, she texted us asking if we wanted to come to her birthday party, which is this weekend.
she made me cancel this whole engagement party and everything. And then she's going to have a birthday party this weekend. Should I just go ahead and just propose to her on the original date in May? I don't know what I should do.
First of all, I'm not going to any birthday party. There's a bunch of folks close.
So no.
My first piece of advice is don't go to that birthday party, because if one person has Corona at the birthday party, everybody's going to have Corona at the end of that birthday party. Secondly, I mean, I think you propose to her when you want to propose to her. It's not your friend's proposal. So if you want to hit it now, at the end of May, after Corona's over, I mean, I think this is a very much a you thing. Amy, what's your advice on that?
Yeah, I would say you need to do what's going to be best for you and her. And if she does have that party and you don't go, I would wait 14 days till you have contact with her, see what her symptoms are.
Yeah, who's having the birthday party? I thought the friend was having the birthday party.
The friend, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's not the girlfriend.
Oh, sorry. Okay, I misunderstood that. Well, either way, nobody needs to go to any parties.
Let's skip out on the party and then jump back into the proposal if you want to.
Yeah.
The friend. What's a friend telling you anyway when to have the proposal?
Yeah.
She can give you guidelines, but you decide when you want to propose. All right, this is the end of the advice. Whenever you want to propose, just propose. That's it. The end. Easy as pie. Amy, anything you want to add?
No. I mean, this is your proposal, yeah. Nobody else's. So that's do it right. When it feels right.
My friend, tell me when I'm going to propose. Out of your mind. All right. Hey, appreciate the you can ask for advice too. That's our voicemail line, takes all comers.
And our advice is the best advice.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of advice over the years. We are right on.
We know what we're talking about.
877-77-BOBBY. Appreciate that call. Amy, what'd you do this weekend?
Man, I feel like we did a lot. We had a really good weekend. We planted again, like garden things. The kids are really into that. We did church again online, which is, it's kind of like we take an outing, but we don't really leave our living room. And then I also read that article that the Arkansas Democrat Gazette.
Yeah, that's the name of the big paper.
Okay, I was going to say the Gazette, but I knew it was Democrat because they actually, I chatted with them for this article several weeks ago. So it was cool to see that finally come out. I mean, not because of my part, but it had a lot of really amazing things about you, which I was like, shout out.
I didn't know it was coming out. Well, so in Arkansas, there's one state paper. It used to be two. There used to be the Democrat and the Gazette. Now they're the Democrat Gazette.
Gotcha. That's why it's hyphenated. Mm-hmm.
And yeah. So it's the state paper. And months ago, they came to me and said, hey, we're going to do a profile on you. And I was like, oh, great. I think I'll end up back in Arkansas. And I love Arkansas, obviously. And so they said, hey, we're going to talk to like your best friend and somebody instrumental in your life. And they went to you and they went to my head football coach, Coach Gandalf, who was a big part of my life too. But I thought the article was really good. I mean, it was long. There was some stuff in it I'd never seen before printed, which kind of shocked me. I felt that it was gritty enough that it was very truthful, you know?
Yeah.
Like it wasn't a puff piece.
No, there was a lot. Like, it was just,
they even said my
very
car,
thorough.
They even said my car was dirty when I drove up.
All the details.
Yeah, it's on my Twitter, Mr. Bobby Bones. What'd you think about it?
I thought it was really well done. I mean, there were some pieces that stood out. I pulled apart that I wanted to share for people in case they haven't read it yet, which I hope people go read it. But this was something, I think it was more towards, like, the end. And it's a part where, okay, it says, one might think Bones would be bitter about his childhood, mad at his mom, mad at his dad, mad at the world, but that is not the case. And then it's quoting you here, and you said, the situation with my mom where I was a bit resentful when I was younger for what I didn't have, I'm actually quite proud of now because I can now empathize with people that are going through the same thing. And I don't think I would have had that skill set had I not gone through that. Says Bones, who has never tried alcohol or drugs.
That's true. I have. There's a weird place to put that, but they yeah.
That part in.
I think I don't remember really all that I say in interviews anymore, but I do feel that way.
I don't think you could in this one because this was a very long interview.
It was long, yeah. And I really appreciated the team that came and did it. They drove up to Nashville. Yeah, I do feel that way. And if you're new to me and new to the show and new to us, you know, I grew up very humbly, had, you know, a mom who was an addict and died in her 40s, and my dad was not around. So I kind of had to raise myself in a lot of ways. However, there were knights in shining armor who showed up. And I thought it mentioned that, like, my youth pastor.
Yeah.
It mentioned him in it, who was a big part of my life, who I didn't realize, and I mentioned this in that article. It's funny you bring that up. I haven't thought about this in years, that there were a bunch of us who we always thought it was just fun to go over to him and his wife's house to watch movies and eat breakfast. But then I started to realize once I got older, they were just doing that so they would make sure that, one, some of us got food, and two, we got to church because of the environments we lived in. I didn't realize that until later. And I was, and it was like many, many years in the future, I started to be grateful for that, but I had no understanding of it while it was happening, you know?
Yeah. Oh, which Gandalf being, your coach Gandalf being one of those people along with your youth director. Can I quote him?
Sure.
This is one of my favorite parts. Okay.
Oh, are you going to do that? He wasn't a great, great athlete.
No, that's not the only part I'm going to do. Calm down.
Okay, go ahead.
It gets to that.
But by the way, let me say this before you say it.
No.
Go ahead. Do your deal.
Let me do it. Okay, so Bobby, I think, at that particular time, needed a strong role model.
This is Coach Gandalf, by the way.
Yes. Someone to tell him there's more out there. Just keep reaching and keep digging and keep rolling up your sleeves. And he bought into that. Bobby was an extremely hard worker. He wasn't a great, great athlete, but he made up with it in his hard work and determination.
Yeah. I wasn't a great, I've always said that I was a fine athlete. I was a fair athlete with extreme above average work ethic, which made me a better player. I think the same with on this show. I'm not the, I don't speak well. I'm not a good talker. But I think that how we do this show and the work that gets put into it is what makes it successful. Anyway, yeah, I knew you'd bring up that part, the great, great athlete part. I thought you'd bring up the dirty car part too. You, the article's up. I was very proud of it running all over the state. I even mentioned, I shout out my weather guy when I was a kid, and he sent me a tweet yesterday. Said he read the article.
Nice.
I think he's retired at this point from the news. But yeah, it was Mike, did you read it by any chance yet?
I did, yeah.
What'd you think?
I didn't notice the dirty car part.
Yeah, me too. I was like, dang, I can leave that. I don't even remember my car being that dirty. I think it had rained that day.
I've never seen your car dirty.
I mean, I'm not.
Oh, hold on.
What?
Now, hold on, I pulled it up because I was going to say too, if you're in Arkansas, it does touch on.
Oh, it goes to Governor Hart.
Governor hard. Stuff. But the way they put it, it said, it was under the headline, Big Things Ahead. And it said, get to know Bobby Bones now or later, because someday he may be your leader.
Yeah. But I do feel that way, right?
Yeah.
And
I just thought that was like a strong sentence to lead with.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. I do feel that way. I mean, I'm not even joking when I say that. You know, I had a little moment last week where I was irritated at some of the pushback about some stuff we were doing on the show. And I was like, you know what? I can just go freaking run for office and just start right now. Like, I'm done with this because I don't have to fulfill a contract if I'm not doing something similar. I could just retire and go do that. I don't feel like I'm going, but I have my first, like, I'm done. I didn't. I'm here. Feeling good. Loving it to be here too, by the way. But yeah, I thought the article was wonderful, and I'm appreciative of it, and it's all up there on my Twitter or probably at bobbybones.com. I bet you Morgan's list, huh?
Yeah, it'll be up.
It'll be up?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anything else you want to say in parting, Amy?
No, just for people to check it out. I thought it was really good, especially, I mean, even
Amy talked in it, by the way.
Yes.
That's my favorite part, your interview.
I'm in it as well. No, that's definitely not a highlight. But even if you know Bobby well, like Mike D and I, we know you well, but I still found it to be an interesting read. And then especially if you're a new listener, it's a great way to get to know your backstory all the way into future you.
Dang, I think about future me.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, enough. Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead. Story of the day. This story comes to us from Los Angeles, California. There was a contestant on Jeopardy, and they were asked such an easy question about baseball, and she made herself look really dumb. Hit it, Ray.
One of the topics covered in a Major League Baseball course at Arizona State is this player who broke the color barrier in 1947. Shauka.
Who is Babe Ruth?
Nope. Nathaniel.
Who is Jackie Robinson?
Yes.
I don't know if she knew what that meant, because I saw the clip, too. I mean, yeah, she looked dumb because it went viral, but I don't know if she knew what break the color barrier meant. Like, is it when black and white TV went to color, maybe? Because obviously Jackie Robinson's the first black player to play in the major leagues. Yeah, that wasn't a good look for her, for sure. All right, that it?
Yeah, I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Oh! It's time for the good news.
With Bobby. Tell me something good.
In New York City, the Manhattan police officers are thanking healthcare workers that are out fighting coronavirus. The NYPD patrol cars have been blasting Frank Sinatra's New York, New York every night at 7 p.m. during the city's big cheer for frontline medical workers. They've been playing the songs from their car bullhorns. So when they're like, usually they'd be like, pull over. But this time they're like, start spreading the news.
Love that.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. The healthcare workers at Lenox Hill Hospital say that they can hear the cheers and they can hear the song. And sometimes it's just a boost that they need. I did see, too, that last week the whole city did a New York, New York sing-along at the same time. They were like, at this time, we're all, wherever we are, we're all singing it. Isn't that fun?
That's so fun. Mm-hmm. I want to do that. Let's do that. You go outside at a certain time. I'll go outside and let's sing.
We'll do Baby Got Back. I like big butt. All right. There you go. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Sometimes Amy will pitch me her corny before we go on the air. And I'm not going to let her do the one she wanted to do right now. But we can do corny after dark later.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Sounds good.
That's where the corny is just a little too risque. And we do corny after dark. And it's not even dark. We just do it later in the show. But let's do a normal one now. We'll do corny after dark next hour, okay?
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
The morning corny.
What's a cow's favorite holiday?
What's a cow's favorite holiday?
Moo Year's Eve.
That was the morning corny.
All right. We have our Bobby Bones Show draft coming up in the next segment, where we will be drafting movies that make you happy. And Lunchbox has the first pick. So you're sitting right now, you're listening to the show. Think about that. Movies that make you happy, what would you draft? Before we get into that, Mike D did watch a new movie. He's Movie Mike. He's got Movie Mike's Movie Podcast. What'd you watch over the weekend?
I watched The Way Back with Ben Affleck.
I don't know what that is.
So it's him as a high school basketball coach.
And now I know what it is.
Yeah. And he's also like an alcoholic. So he's struggling with that and then coaching the team at the same time.
Why'd you watch that?
It was new and I wanted to see Ben Affleck in it. And it's pretty sad.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of a sad movie. I thought it was pretty good overall, but it's worth the rental now. They had it for the $20, but now you can rent it for like $6.
Did your girlfriend watch it with you?
Yeah.
What'd she think about it?
She liked it. She thought she wasn't really into watching a sad movie right now, but she thought it was good.
What do you rate it?
3.5 out of 5 basketballs.
Amy, do you know that movie?
Yeah, Ben and I, my husband, we watched the preview and decided not to watch it because it seemed very sad. Not that we didn't think it was going to be good. We just weren't in the mood for something that heavy.
Mm-hmm. Did you watch a movie this weekend?
We did, as a family. That one would not be with the kids. But with the kids, we watched The Call of the Wild, which was a movie that was made based on a book. And this is with Harrison Ford and these dogs. And it's good, but also super depressing at times. So you just have to be prepared for that. And then Harrison Ford was amazing, but the dogs are CGI.
Oh, that's weird, huh?
And it was like so obvious at times that it was weird. So that took it down a few notches in my book.
What do you rate it?
2.5 wow. CGI dogs out of 5.
Wow, 2.5. That's a low rating.
It's pretty low.
All right, so we got The Way Back is pretty okay.
Yeah.
And then The Call of the Wild is not that good.
Yeah, but I've heard from people the book, they love the book, but then it just, the movie didn't translate as well for me.
Mike has a podcast. Again, it's called Movie Mike's Movie Podcast, where if you love movies, and not just movies, but he has some really interesting things. I saw you tweet about, who is the A-list actor that you think is the worst?
Yeah.
I don't know how you phrase it exactly. What'd you say?
The worst A-list actor of all time.
Amy, who would you say the worst A-list actor of all time? Because some people said Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's
what I thought about, yeah.
That's okay. You can say that. I like Ben Affleck. I'm not someone who sees acting and I can't identify bad acting. I can see sometimes when somebody's killing it. I can sometimes. But I'm not good enough to eyeball. I just kind of agree with it all. I'm like, okay, cool. Like, I've always loved Keanu Reeves. Mm-hmm. And people would always hate on Keanu. Amy, is Ben Affleck yours?
Well, he came to my mind, but also, I feel bad saying this because, yeah, I don't know good. I'm not one to judge. But sometimes, is Jessica Alba A-list?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I would say so. That's right. Maybe B plus?
I would say she's A-list.
Can I put one of my favorite, if you gave me 3 funny people, one of them would be Chris Rock, my favorites. not a good actor.
Mm.
Has tried.
Yeah.
And I've even liked his movies, but I don't think, would he be an A-list actor?
Yeah, he's A-list.
I maybe go, even though he's one of my favorite people, period.
Wow.
I may go Chris Rock.
Well, that's nice. That's still, that sounds better to put somebody in that category that's not first an actor. Because he would be like, okay, I'm not an actor. I'm a comedian and I'm trying to act.
But wouldn't you say Dwayne The Rock Johnson is a wrestler and an actor second?
Okay, he's really good. So I don't know. He's just super talented. And speaking of him, he's in, what's the, Ballers?
Mm-hmm. Oh, Great Show.
Called?
Yeah, Great Show.
Yeah, Great Show. Except for they have real athletes from time to time.
Terrible actors.
And
yeah.
it's terrible. So bad.
Yeah,
you can
so
tell.
Bad.
I look at Ben right away because I don't know that they're real athletes, but I can tell. I'm like, is that a real athlete? Because the acting just went way down.
That's funny. Is that what your podcast is about this week?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Is it up?
Yeah, it's up.
All right, so check out Movie Mike's Movie Podcast. Time for a draft where we go around the room picking our favorite, today, our favorite movies that make us happy. The draft, the official draft title today is Movies That Make You Happy. So Lunchbox will go first. We go down the line. And then for the second round, we go reverse back. And the person that creates the best team wins the point that day. And you can vote at BobbyBones.com. All right, Lunchbox, you didn't have your pick ready before we went to commercial. You have the first overall pick in the draft. What movie are you drafting that makes you happy?
Man, this is a tough one. This is such a wide open category. I didn't know. I'm just going to point at the list. Give me Elf.
Ah, oh, solid. Had it on my list. Mm. Dang, had that on my list. And it's Christmas. Elf's a good one. Eddie?
This is a hard one, Bones, but I'm going to go with one that it's not a happy movie, but when it ends, then the way it ends,
no.
It makes me so happy.
No.
It's The Pursuit of Happiness.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay.
What did you think I was going to do?
Well, mine's still in my pocket then.
Pursuit
of Happiness.
That's not where I thought you were going.
Pursuit of Happiness is really good,
that's,
though, huh?
It's kind of, yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's a little
I got way sad at it. Yeah.
Way sad.
Well, mm-hmm. Part
then
of,
it ends happy.
But the one that I'm going to pick, if it's there, there's definitely sadness in it. But we'll talk. We'll get to it.
No.
Let's go over to Morgan number two. Hi, Morgan.
Hey, guys.
Okay.
This is a classic. It's Grease Lightning, baby.
So huh? She's going with Grease? Grease. Okay, Grease.
Well, I was like, what is Grease Lightning?
Okay. Grease is good. Raymundo, what is your first pick for movies that make you happy?
I'm going to go with the Tom Hanks movie, Give Me Forrest
No!
Gump.
No! That was the one I was sitting on. Raymundo. In case I yelled over it out of sheer pain, Raymundo went Forrest Gump. Nice pick, Ray. That was the one I thought would go first overall.
Thank
yeah, see,
you.
I just
appreciate
thought
it.
It was so sad that Ginny dies at the end that I didn't feel like it was good enough.
It's
I was
spoiler
like,
alert.
That's sad.
Spoiler alert and puberty change all in that segment.
Good enough.
Okay. All right. It's up to me. Whoa. I was, as Forrest Gump kept getting closer and closer to me, I was like, I cannot believe I'm going to get it. Okay. I'm going to go with, I was really hoping for that Forrest Gump. I'm going to go with Legally Blonde.
Ah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That makes me happy.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
For the last pick in the first round, I feel okay about that one. All right. Lunchbox has Elf. Eddie has The Pursuit of Happiness. So far, Eddie's in the running to finish last place again. Just letting you guys know. Eddie finishes almost last every time he gets in the game.
It's just what I do, I guess. I don't know.
Morgan number two has Grease. Raymundo has Forrest Gump. And I have Legally Blonde. Okay. Back over to me. You know what I was thinking about, Amy? The movie that I'm not going to pick it because it was so polarizing. The movie that I loved and really made me happy was La La Land. Did you ever watch that?
I didn't, and I don't want to.
But that's why I'm not picking it, you know? I loved it. They dance, they sang. I don't like musicals that much. I say that, but apparently I do. But that was a good one. Okay. Legally Blonde was my first one. I think I'm going to go with, because I feel I can get one in the next round. I think I'm going to go with, ooh, I'm torn. Hey, Amy, what do you think? Should I go? Only Amy can hear me, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Should I go Toy Story? Do you like that one?
I do, but what's the other one?
Anchorman.
Oh.
Oh. I go Anchorman.
Okay, nobody can hear us. Okay, turn us back on for everybody else. Listeners,
but I mean, I also lose all the time.
Okay, I'm going Toy Story.
Oh. I don't blame you. I mean, basically, people should do the opposite of what I
hate. I just George Costanza at Amy. Whatever she said, I went the opposite with. Okay, my pick is Toy Story. All right, Raymundo?
That was funny.
Yeah, one of the most quoted movies of all time. I'm going to steal it since you didn't do it, Bones. Give me Anchorman.
Strong. Good one.
Boom.
Raymundo, would you have picked that if I hadn't done the whole song and dance?
Yeah, I wanted at least one comedy. I've got another one that I possibly can do later. But yeah, I got to have comedy in there for some happiness.
Would you have picked Anchorman, though?
It was on my list.
Okay.
Was I going to go with it? No, but then you confirmed that, yes, I need to get it right now.
All right.
It's going to be gone.
Morgan, over to you.
I got to add a Disney classic. It's Finding Nemo.
Okay. I don't have an emotional attachment because I've never seen it, but yeah. I imagine it's good.
Oh, it's good.
Better than Toy Story?
I don't know. I mean, we just watched it the other night again as a family, and it is so cute.
Good. I like she didn't say yes because that means yes. Okay, Eddie.
All right. I'm going with one that makes me happy. It's Despicable Me. Hit it, Ray.
Oh, Eddie came in with clips.
Come on.
Eddie came in with clips.
There's only one reason I like that movie, because it makes me happy.
Eddie came in armed with clips. That's funny. Okay, Lunchbox, we're drafting movies that make you happy. What's happening here on the show is we go down the line, we draft these things like a fantasy football draft, and the person with a team that gets the most votes wins. Lunchbox, who is your next pick for movies that make you happy?
Oh, man, every time I watch this movie, it's a group of young boys. They love to play some baseball. And you play baseball like a girl! The Sandlot!
That description sounded a little creepy.
Oh, yeah, that was a little weird. I was worried about
the
what he was going to say.
I just want to say. On that. I was praying that was coming back to me, and I got it. Let's go!
I love young boys. I'm picking the Sandlot.
All right. Let's do the third round. Lunchbox has Elf in the Sandlot. Go ahead.
Oh, man. Now I got to pick something else. I was too hyped about that one. Let me see.
Are there any more young boy movies?
Gosh. Whoa. I wasn't talking about the young boys.
No,
it was just a weird way to start it. I do love young boys. I can hear the background people on the show laughing. All right, go ahead.
Man, this one, sometimes you're skipping school and you're dancing in the streets of Chicago. Give me Ferris Bueller's Day Off! Woo!
Eddie?
Oh, I'm going to go, Bones, with something from 1940. Black and white, Christmas time,
place.
It's a Wonderful Life.
Okay. Like, and with that, Eddie stamps his ticket to not playing next week.
What?
Hang it.
Eddie's like, I'm going to go with my favorite foreign film.
No, I thought about that, but I won't do that.
Okay. That's funny. It's a good one, though. I like that. It's Wonderful Life.
Thank
all
you.
All right. Morgan, number two.
This is an inspiring sports movie. It's Rudy.
Yeah, Rudy's good. It's a good one. Ray?
Definitely a feel-good movie. Makes me so happy. Millennials might have to check it out. You might not know about it, but Miss Doubtfire.
Mm.
Yeah!
Interesting.
This is, right?
Huh?
Mrs. Doubtfire?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Versus Miss?
Okay.
Whatever.
Whatever last place, Eddie.
Okay, bye.
Let's see. I have the last pick overall. I'm between Talladega Nights, like Rocky.
Oh, I had that.
Just in general, Rocky. Like a Shrek is strong. And That Thing You Do is on my list. I'm going to just go with Talladega Nights.
Wow, that's a good one.
And it's just a solid, you know, meat and potatoes pick for the third round. All right, here are your teams. You go vote at BobbyBones.com on the team you like the best. Lunchbox has Elf, The Sandlot, and Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Woo, so good.
Eddie has The Pursuit of Happiness, Despicable Me, and It's a Wonderful Life.
It's for sure last place.
Morgan, number two, has Grease, Finding Nemo, and Rudy. Raymundo, Forrest Gump, Anchorman, Mrs. Doubtfire. Probably the winner. That's a strong one. And then I have Legally Blonde, Toy Story, and Talladega Nights. There you go. Nice job, teams. Go vote at BobbyBones.com on the full team. Like, if you had to watch one of those lists, and only one of those lists, which would you watch? It's up to you. All right, there you go. Let's take you to music school right now. Here we go.
Bobby and Eddie's music school is now in session.
Up in the morning and out to school.
So a little something cool. This song, Before He Cheats by Carrie Underwood, wasn't actually sent to Carrie Underwood first. Here you go. So Before He Cheats was written by Chris Tompkins and Josh Keir, and was a big pop song too for Carrie. He won 3 Grammys, all these awards, but it was originally written for Gretchen Wilson, but they thought it was going to be too scary for country radio, and I had Josh Keir over to the house, and he talked about this. Here you go.
My publisher is bugging the crap out of me to try to write something for Gretchen Wilson. Turned in the work tape to both of our publishers. Chris's publisher told him they didn't want him to demo the song because they thought it was way too scary and crazy for country radio. They played it for Gretchen's folks. They passed on it immediately.
Isn't that crazy? Gretchen Wilson passed on Before He Cheats. So they found out Carrie Underwood was going to record it, and Josh Keir was very happy, but he doesn't watch TV, so he didn't know who Carrie Underwood was. Here's that clip.
Chris calls me up on the phone, says, dude, you're not going to believe this. Carrie Underwood's going to record our song. I don't know who Carrie Underwood is, but that's awesome because I don't watch much television, obviously. I am certainly not a reality TV guy, so I had no clue. He's like, no, you don't understand. She just won American Idol. She's going to be the first country artist coming off of American Idol. This is going to be huge.
Isn't that crazy, Amy?
Yeah.
So Before He Cheats was sent to Gretchen Wilson. She said, no thanks. Carrie said, I'll take it. And there you go. Yes.
I wonder if it would have been as massive of a hit, because it even crossed over.
Mm-hmm. Who knows? You know? Yeah.
I know. I guess, yeah, we don't know. Can't
That's
predict
true.
That, but.
We don't know. Hey, let me know if you like this segment, because Eddie's going to bring one over in a second, too. I'm going to play Before He Cheats in just a second. But let us know if you like music school. Just you can tweet me at Mr. Bobby Bones. It's right there.
You should probably have people Instagram you, too. Do you ever do DMs or you prefer tweets?
No, mm-hmm. I don't. No, tweets, because I read tweets.
Oh, see, because I'm not on Twitter as much. So, like, if you don't put something on Instagram that you put on Twitter, I won't ever see it.
Yeah.
Like, a perfect example would be, like, you did that awesome Venmo thing on Twitter, and I would have never seen that if you didn't post about it on Instagram, where people on Twitter were replying to, like, you put up a thing saying, hey, send me your Venmos, and I'll try to help you out financially. Like, I don't even know the whole gist because I didn't see the tweets, but when you posted on Instagram, it seemed like a bunch of our listeners came in and helped support people you were supporting too. And it looked so cool. And I'm like, this could be a thing and more people could try to get on board, but I didn't know about it.
Well, two things. One, when people send me pictures on Instagram DMs, they're showing me like, that's the thing. I look on both, but Twitter I'm on all the time. But yeah, we did it. I guess it was Saturday night, maybe Friday night. I said, hey, I get to keep working. So I'm lucky. If you need help, post your Venmo and I'll just send you some money. So I probably did over the weekend about 40 people. So I was sending people Venmos, just going, hey, let me know if you need help and I'll just send you some money. But what the big thing was, because it got retweeted like over 1300 times, I think, was that a bunch of listeners jumped in. Hundreds of listeners jumped in to help other listeners. So
yeah, that's the part I saw on Instagram because you were shouting out how cool that was.
Yeah.
And I was like, yes, that is cool. And I would have missed it if it had just stayed on Twitter. So that's why I just was, I know you use that more, but for me, I'm like, ugh.
Well, my advice would be follow me everywhere and never take your eye off of it.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Yeah. And let me know if you like this segment. About an hour and a half ago, Amy goes, hey, what about this morning, Corny? And she tells me, and I go, no, not right now. We have to save that later for the morning Corny after dark. Because it's like our more risque Corny. Yeah. Oh, hit it, Raymundo.
And now the morning Corny after dark.
Here it is. Go ahead.
How do fish get high?
How do fish get high?
Seaweed.
It's funny.
Yeah. Is that your only one?
Yeah.
Okay, there it is. Thank you. Shut her down right here.
That was Morning Corny After Dark.
It just feels weird. The whole thing feels weird. We were hopping out of the last segment. Amy starts laughing, and she says she found another one. All right, here we go. Here's another Morning Corny After Dark.
And now the Morning Corny After Dark.
I'm on the seaweed diet.
Yeah?
I seaweed, I smoke it.
Oh, my gosh.
It's the dumbest thing I ever heard.
This is terrible.
That was bad.
Okay, okay, sorry.
Amy goes, it's 420, I should find something. Like, none of us none of us smoke anything.
No.
And
none.
Amy's over there going, yeah, yeah, we should really get into this. Like, the most clean cut. It was like when we started talking about fights that one day, and none of us fight. All right.
I felt that one, you know, I don't know.
All right, close it up, Raymond.
That was Morning Corny After Dark.
Coming up in the next segment, Jen Wayne from Runaway June is going to be on. She has coronavirus, and, you know, I was talking with her a little bit where she was like, I think I have it. And her family's like, you don't have it. And she's like, no, I'm just going to go lock myself away and just in case, because she's at home with her parents. And they're like, no, you don't have it. She had it after dark. No, but she had it. And we'll talk to her about that coming up in a second. By the way, here's a clip of Mike D's going to play it here, of Runaway June, if you don't know their music. So we'll talk to her coming up in a second. Hey, speaking of coronavirus, Florida Beach is crowded within 30 minutes of reopening at 5 p.m. on Friday. Beaches in Jacksonville open to the public, and beachgoers flooded the shore. Thousands of people were seen on the beach within 26 minutes of the beach opening. So no sunbathing. They say socially distanced activities such as walking and biking will be permitted. I have no problem with that part, but these people definitely were not social distancing. I think this is why you can walk, run down a trail, you can run on the beach. So I have no problem with that part of it. I'm going to say this, though. Basically, you just have to look out for yourself right now. You can't depend on anybody to look out for you at this point. So go ahead.
Yeah. Well, that, I mean, yeah, you have to do that. And people that are going to, you know, flock to the beach and be around tons of other people. I mean, that's just a choice you're making for yourself.
For you. You just have to watch out for you.
And you might
have
to pay the consequences, or somebody that you love may have to pay the consequences.
And you have to make the decision to stay away from or be around people. It's up to you now. It's a you thing.
Yeah.
Because you're going to see things start to get more relaxed, and in some places they should be. I think Texas is doing what they're doing is great. Did you see how they're reopening, Amy?
Yeah, I did. Mm-hmm. The congressman in Texas who used to be a Navy SEAL with the patch.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know, I can't think of his name right now.
I know,
but
you're talking
about.
Like,
that obviously describes him well. He's awesome. I like him. I watched some whole thing.
Was he a Navy
he was
SEAL?
Talking about. He was. He was a Navy SEAL, and he.
Wow.
Like, and he has one eye.
Governor Abbott in Texas has planned to reopen, which I'm down with. By the way, that guy's name is Dan Crenshaw, Amy.
Yes, there you go. I was going to say it's like a golfer, but not
Ben Crenshaw.
Ben Crenshaw.
It's Dan Crenshaw. So, effective April 22nd, the surgery restrictions are loosened. 24th, all stores can open retail to go. You can't go in, but just like you can get groceries to go, you can get retail to go. State parks reopen. Visitors must wear masks, and all schools to remain closed for the rest of the year. That's his plan to reopen. That's a perfectly, wonderfully right down the middle way to open the state. Do you agree with that?
Yeah,
I do. Thought it was right on. But you got to worry about you, because you got a bunch of idiots out there still running around. When I see all these protests, like, I think Second Amendment's great. You can go protest all you want peacefully. Love a peaceful protest. My favorite thing is a peaceful protest. Love it. I mean, all these people are getting close to each other, and they don't know where each other's been. Some of those folks are going to get sick.
Mm-mm.
So, saw that. I did see a guy who bought $10,000 worth of toilet paper and hand sanitizer, took it to the store, tried to get a refund, and they denied him.
Oh.
Yeah, he purchased about $10,000 worth of TP and sanitizer. The supermarket owner said, nope. John Paul Drake said, nope. I got my first customer who wanted to get a refund for 150 packets of 32-pack toilet paper. And 150 units of 1 liter sanitizer. And then he said, I showed him this, and he flipped off the camera.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. We're about to talk to Jen Wayne from Runaway June, who has Corona. Here is a clip of Runaway June's biggest song, Buy My Own Drinks. I can buy my own drinks. I can pay my own tab. And I saw online that she has coronavirus. I texted her, and she's on now. How are you feeling?
Oh, I feel fine now. Thank God.
So when did you start to think that you were sick?
So I, March 31st, which was my mom's birthday, the day before my birthday, I woke up and I had kind of like a little dry cough. It wasn't bad at all, so I really didn't think anything of it. But I had really bad body aches. And so I thought, oh, maybe I just went on, you know, pushed it too hard on my run, and it was really windy the day before. I just kind of shrugged it off. Well, the next day, the body aches were just severe. Like, I was just crippled. It felt like someone was literally crushing my back together. And so that's when I was like, okay, this isn't normal. But I never had a fever. My cough didn't get worse. It was just kind of just minimal. And so, of course, I'm like looking up every kind of corona symptom, coronavirus symptom, blah, blah, blah. And I'd only been to the grocery store. So I just couldn't imagine that I would have gotten it. You know, I've been secluded at home.
On with us right now, Jen Wayne from the band Runaway June. You got it at the grocery store, you think?
Well, it's the only place I've been other than CVS. And they were only allowing 20 people in at a time at the grocery store. And so there was like a line outside that you had to wait to get in. And there was a girl in front of me coughing.
Oh.
And I remember just thinking like, oh, this is how I'm going to get coronavirus. And then I obviously just a joke in my mind. And then 4 days later was when I got the symptoms. And I've been with my mom the entire time I've been here. And that was the only time my mom didn't go with me to the store. So, and it was really windy that day. So I'm just, it's the only thing I can think of that the girl's coughing and wow, the wind was blowing right at me and I was standing behind her.
On with us right now, Jen Wayne from the band Runaway June. And she has coronavirus. Are you West Coast now?
Yeah, I'm in Malibu with my parents. I've been here the whole time.
Have they been able to?
Thank God, both of them didn't get it. They both got tested. And so I just stayed in the back room, and my parents were like, oh, come on, you don't have it. You know, they wanted me to come to the dinner table for dinner. I'm like, you guys, no, something is really wrong with me. And so I just stayed back there, and then I was just reading on all the websites that said wait 72 hours from your last symptom before you, you know, stop self-isolating. So I just stayed in my room that whole time. And then I felt better, and I thought, okay, well, I just had some crazy whatever flu or whatever I had, and then I lost my sense of smell, and that's when I was oh geez,
yeah,
that is what made me think, okay, I freaking had this thing. And so I waited in line. I drove, there was one place in LA doing the antibody test, and I drove down there. It's like an hour and a half from my parents, and they turned me away because there were too many cars. And so I went back the next day because I just had this weird feeling. Like, I know I had it. I lost my sense of smell. I never had a fever, but all the other symptoms were coronavirus symptoms. So I waited in line for 4 hours to get the antibody test. And sure enough, it came back positive. And I was just really in shock. Wow. And then, of course, really worried about my parents and, you know, going through the timeline of, oh, my God, am I still contagious? Or they need to get tested. And I was just, it was a emotional thing.
Wow. Well, I'm glad you're healthy. As soon as I heard, I text you, I was like, holy crap, how are you feeling? Because I assumed you were feeling better if you announced it.
Yeah.
Well, talk to you soon, and hopefully I'll see you relatively soon, okay?
Okay.
All right, bye, Jim.
Bye. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So kids can call Sesame Street characters for social distancing tips. So if you're a parent and your kids are asking a lot of questions and you're having to repeat yourself over and over, maybe they'll listen to Sesame Street. And here's a clip of Oscar the Grouch.
Oscar the Grouch here to tell you to stay home. I know, you wish you could go out. You know what I like to do, though? Stay home. Yeah, alone. Oh, yeah, and Have a rotten day.
Oscar was my favorite character by far on Sesame Street as a kid. Did you have one?
Probably Cookie Monster.
Yeah? Why?
I don't know, because he's like big and blue and ate cookies.
I think I was Oscar, then Big Bird, just because Big Bird was big and happy. Yeah. Like pound for pound, Big Bird's probably the all-time favorite of everybody. But Oscar was one, Big Bird was two, and then probably Ernie of Bert and Ernie. I liked Ernie. Mm-hmm. Did anyone like Bert better than Ernie?
No, I don't think so.
Because I think Ernie was the happy one, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, Amy, what else you got?
Well, if you want to hear the messages, jot down this number, 626-831-9333.
Wow. Do that again a little slower.
626-831-9333.
You know, one of my pet peeves is radio shows that scream the number so fast you can't even call them. I was on Matt Jones's radio show. He does a sports show all through Kentucky. And he was like, all right, call us on show. 4649. And I was like, hey, man, before we even do the interview, let me give you a little radio tip. Say the number slower. And he was like, what? And so he does the number slower. And then I got all these tweets from his listeners going, thank you so much. I never knew how to call because he's like, 421-9700. And you're like, okay. Anyway, I try to say the number slow. 877-77-BOBBY.
That's to call you, not Oscar the Grouch.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, if I answer, though, sometimes people think I'd be Oscar the Grouch. All right, what else you got?
So I have the top phrase that everyone is Googling right now.
Ooh, well, let me guess.
Most everyone.
Let me guess. The top phrase, it has to be about quarantine or corona, right? It has to be, right?
It is.
Okay.
It's related-ish.
Is it funny, like quarantine and chill? Or is it something official, like sign?
No, it's curiosity and it's kind of serious.
Can I get a corona test in my butt?
Close, oh, okay. But not.
What is it?
The phrase is, will life ever go back to normal?
Oh, okay. Well, of course it won't.
Well, that's what people want to know, and that's what they're asking Google. Yeah. Some other top ones up there with that is how to feel normal, mm-hmm. and will life ever be sane again?
All of that is yes. Just remember this, friends. We have been through tougher things, and America has been through tougher things and come out much better, smarter, shinier because of it. Yeah, it sucks, and yeah, it's still going to suck for a little bit. But you come out of bad situations, if you handled it the right way, being a lot smarter, a lot grittier, you made yourself better in some way, because when things are holding you down, you gotta get stronger to lift yourself back up. So we'll be fine. We, you know, like my football coach used to say, tough times don't last, but tough people do. All right, what else?
So Matt Damon has been stuck in the small town of Dalkey, Ireland. And the residents, they're loving it. He's been there since March 27th, and he was there shooting a film. Luckily, he's there with his wife and four daughters, so he didn't get stuck separated from them. But he was there filming when they locked down the town. So he's been hanging out in town, frequently spotted. He poses for photos with fans, hopefully with safe distance.
Yeah.
And he's also been seen going for a swim.
Okay. There you go. Like that. Is that it, Amy?
Yeah, I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Raymundo's our producer who works all the sound here. He's in a little glass room, controls all the buttons, and he came to me with an idea for a segment this morning. Raymundo, tell everybody the segment idea.
Yeah, so you're going to just pick any street sign you see on the road whenever you're driving or walking, and that explains your life right now. So it can be stop sign, four-way stop.
Basically, all stops. Ray's doing all stops. Be a three-way stop, eight-way stop. Just. I think it's a funny bit. I'll go first. I looked up what was the highest speed limit in America, and it's 80. That's my sign, speed limit 80. Because I'm flying right now. I am working. I'm not traveling, but I got so much work happening right now. Mike D came to my house and built a full TV studio in my house yesterday. You can see it on my Instagram story. It's crazy. From creating stuff to doing the radio show, I don't know that I've ever been just mentally busier than I am right now. I love it, though, too. So I would go speed limit 80. That's mine. Amy?
Man, I have two that are in my head, and I don't know what the real sign is, but is there, like, a hazard sign?
What?
or, like, proceed with caution?
Why? What's hazardous?
I don't know, me at any given moment.
It's about you. Got it.
No. Well, yours is about you.
Mine's about work. Like, I got a lot. I'm flying through the days, right?
Yeah. I don't know. I just feel like everything's just sort of a hot mess at times, but we're figuring it out. Like, we're good. But, oh, I know then. It's construction zone.
Oh, nice.
That's it. We're a work in progress, and each week we're getting better. I figured it out.
Nice. Eddie.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go with a yield sign because I feel like just my life is just yielded and it's on hold. Like, wait until you're cleared to go. You know what I mean? I feel like we're all in that spot with our life. Like, all right, when are we going to be able to leave the house and do stuff? Right now, we're just yielding.
All right, Lunchbox?
Enter at your own risk. I mean, it's just chaos at my house. A 1.5-year-old, you try to put things away, he throws everything out, throwing toys everywhere. You got crying baby. You got a wife that's been cooped up in the house that's getting a little, on edge and kind of snippy at you. And you got a dog that wants to go for a walk all the time. So enter at your own risk.
Raymundo, you had the bit idea. Love it. What's your sign?
Yeah, similar to Amy's, road work ahead, just for me personally and also America, like, it's tough right now, but once that road work gets finished in a month, 2 months, it's an amazing path, and it's even better than it was before, which is what I think personally is going to happen in my life with my wedding, preparing for that, and also our country and economy and everything.
Yeah. That's a pretty good ending to a good – Raymond, like, come on, look at this guy with this thing. Yeah, nice job, man. Buddy. Nice job, buddy. All right.
Good job.
There you go. Want to play a voicemail from Melissa in Fresno, California.
Good morning, studio. I listened to Mike D on Amy's podcast when they were reviewing some movie, and Amy had never seen Boys in the Hood, which I was shocked. And so she put it on her to-do list. I wanted to know if she had watched it yet. They also talked about the movie Steel Magnolias, which I think is just a phenomenal movie. And Bobby, from what I remembered, you've never watched it, and I want to give you homework to watch it because it's a great movie. I think you would love it, and I would love your review. Thanks. Have a great day.
All right, Amy, you're up first. Boys in the Hood. I didn't know you wanted to see it.
It still is on my to-do list. I'm literally looking at it on my piece of, or my document that I keep, and I haven't done it yet. But I think it's because I just had the weekend with the kids, so I'll try to squeeze it in sometime soon.
I'll watch Steel Magnolias when I finish Ozark season 3, and I think we're like episode 6 or 7.
That'll be a good one to watch with Caitlin, because she'll, I'm sure she's seen it, but she'll love it.
By the way, Ozark season 3?
What?
Yeah, it's okay.
Wait, okay, what?
And I'm episode good. 6 or 7. It's okay. I don't think it's as good as 2.
Wow. I think it's because you just watched 2. I mean, I was thinking it was better than 2, but I watched season 2, I don't know, a year and a half ago.
Yeah. Caitlin and I are like, well, when does it get great? Have you seen it, Mike?
I haven't seen it yet.
We're like, when does it get great? Everybody's acting like it's great.
It is.
It's fine. I'm not done with it. I'm sure the last 3 episodes are great, but it's okay.
Okay.
The weird brother character has been in 7 episodes and makes no sense that they cast him. I don't know. I mean, he looks like a young Keanu Reeves, which is confusing because I keep thinking he's like,
it does.
Yeah. And then secondly, his role just, and I'm sure it ends with him. Don't say anything, Amy. You've already ruined one thing for me on this season. And I knew it was coming because you said it and ruined something.
I did not.
Yes, you did. The weird, weird thing. And I knew it was going to happen.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
I'll tell you off the air because I'm not spoiling stuff for our listeners. Okay. Anyway, I'll get to Steel Magnolias. All right. Here is another voicemail from Sandy.
Morning, studio. So my daughter is at the U.S. Air Force Academy, just like Amy's husband was. She graduated. She was commissioned on Friday. I was so proud of her. I knew I couldn't get through this without crying. She worked so hard, and she graduated virtually on Saturday. So can you please, please, please give us Second Lieutenant Margaret Libby a shout-out? Her family loves her. She's off to be an acquisitions officer in Holloman Air Force Base in New Mexico. And we are just so proud of her. And we love your show. You're awesome. We just love you guys.
Come on. That is awesome. That is like an extra tell me something good there. Okay. Let's do a shout out. Second Lieutenant Margaret Libby, we are very proud of you. Obviously, your mom is so proud. She's crying during a voicemail. Come on.
Yeah. No, it's amazing.
That is awesome.
I hope they figure out some way. For my husband, his academy graduation picture is amazing because they're all in their dress blues and they have these white hats and they throw them in the air. And I'm like, how can, I know they had to do it virtually, but at some point when this is over, can they get the Air Force class back together and they all do that?
I don't know if they'll be able to do that, but yeah, that kind of stinks. They're missing that. You know, and by the way, that's an amazing voicemail. Thank you for leaving
it.
So
cool.
That's so cool.
We're proud of you.
We have a radio station that's doing something pretty cool because what happens is before the show, I come in and I cut these liners. And 99KG in Salina, Kansas, listen to this. And I didn't know they were doing this until I was like reading some liners about it. But they are basically doing a graduation on the radio because they can't have their graduations. So like I cut a liner. It was like, hey, it's Bobby Bones from 99KG. If you love the Mustangs, Salina Central class of 2020 graduates here May 17th at 2 o'clock on 99KG. So they have Matt Still, I think, is giving a commencement for one of them. They do commencement on the radio. They read everybody's names. They play the graduate. Isn't that such a great radio thing?
Mm-hmm. Love it.
I don't know who came up with that, but I am into this idea. I think every radio station should steal that idea. Do it in the afternoon. Or do it midday. You don't have to wake up early for it. But I just thought that was just A plus right there. So I wanted to shout them out. I don't know if it's their idea. I'm going to assume it is. But isn't it? Because then they're doing Salina South, May 17th at 5 p.m. And then Matt Stell is giving a commencement for the seniors. Love it.
Genius.
Genius. I applaud you for that. That's great. Anyway, saw that. By the way, you guys can follow me on Instagram. My name is Mr. Bobby Bones.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So this guy, Ralph Windorf, just turned 100 years old. Obviously, can't have a big party. So his friends organized a parade in Albuquerque, New Mexico. But not just any parade. Like first responders were driving through. Motorcycle clubs were coming through. The Duke City Gladiators, which is an indoor football team. There was so many people. He also was an honorary deputy for the day. Got a badge and a certificate.
That's fine.
And again, out of 100 birthdays, he said this was by far the best.
That's pretty cool. Good for all those folks, too, for doing that for him. 100, man, that guy has seen some life. That's crazy. And that's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Did you know that if you write pew pew on a text message to someone, if it's an iPhone, it does a laser show on their phone?
No, that's so cool, though.
Do you have your phone up?
Yeah, I have it. Yeah, hit me.
Okay, relax.
How do you spell pew pew?
Pew pew.
Yeah.
P-E-W. P-E-W. Check it out, Amy. I just texted you. So text somebody with pew pew, and they'll get a laser show in their phone.
Oh, wow. And your phone kind of vibrates.
Yeah.
Cool.
There you go. A little tip from me. You can check out the whole podcast. Morgan is at her house right now with a microphone in her house. Morgan, what is on today's show?
We drafted movies that make us happy.
Yep. And with the first pick, Lunchbox, what'd you take?
I took Elf.
Elf. So it's movies. Elf makes everybody happy. I think Raymundo took Forrest Gump. I took Legally Blonde. We all took a movie, and we make teams, and you can vote. Listen to it today coming up, and then vote at BobbyBones.com. All right, what else you got, Morgan?
Raymundo asked everyone to name the street sign that their life identifies with right now.
Amy, stop pew-pewing me on text while we're doing this bit. I put my phone in my lap.
It's so fun.
And then pew pew goes off and it starts shaking. And I'm like, what is happening down there?
Well, it took a second for me to get it to you because I kept auto correcting to pee pee. And I'm like, no, not pee pee. Pew pew.
Morgan, one more thing. What else we do on today's show?
And you had a big article written about you and Amy shared her favorite parts from it.
Yeah. And also Jen from Runaway June talking about having coronavirus. I think that's something people will want to hear too. She has it still. She has to go tomorrow and see if she doesn't have it anymore. So check all that out on the podcast. Would appreciate it if you listened to it and shared it with your friends. All right, that's what's up. Amy, what's up today? Anything?
Just school.
Yeah.
And that's, yeah. And then cooking something. I don't know. What about you?
I'm going to talk to Granger Smith later today. He's going to be on the countdown this weekend. So I'm going to do a little interview with him. We may put it on our show too tomorrow or the next day. But I got a call with Granger. Cool. Mike D is coming back over because we have to like test the American Idol studio in my house.
Set up some lighting.
Amy, it is, they sent over a whole studio. I thought they were sending over like one little Instagram light and maybe a microphone.
Yeah.
It took up my whole living room.
So do you get to keep all that or you have to send it back?
What do you think about that, Mike?
Well, I don't know. There's some nice stuff in there.
I'm telling you, there are thousands and thousands of dollars worth of equipment. I'm assuming I don't get to keep it. Maybe I get to keep like the iPad they sent me and the ring light, but they sent me some heavy duty. If I got to keep it, I'd never leave. I'd have it all here.
I know. I was about to say, they're about to set you up to just never leave your house.
I told our boss this weekend, I was talking to him. We talk every other day at least. And I was like, I'm not going back to the building for 4 to 6 weeks. Like, let's just go ahead and not even, this is not even a talk. If people are running wild being dummies, I'm just staying in my house. I'm good. I'd rather not get sick and stay locked out more so. What do you think about that?
I mean, I think it's fine. We just need to do whatever's best for, like, if we're able to do it,
I'm able now, but I'm not going around people. I'm not going around the doorknobs or I don't know who's touching crap.
No. I mean, if we're able to work from home, then we should do that.
Oh.
As,
all right.
Yeah,
Let me turn down the intensity of my comment then. All right.
Yeah, no. I mean, if we're able to do it, not many people have the capability, so they have to go in. Yeah. But if we don't have to, then I'm fine.
I may never go in again. Just heads up.
Oh. What if we never see you again? Like in person.
Sounds good to me. All right. That's it. See you on tomorrow's show. Thank you for listening. Just appreciate you so much. Bye, everybody. The Bobby Bones Show.